Toronto, בבקשה.
Toronto, go ahead. Please.
In Toronto, we are very honored to have this privilege to conduct this workshop in preparation for the Congress. And but before we continue with the workshop, we're going to go to Zichron Young Group and then the Moscow Young Group for some opening inspirational words. Zichron.
Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. We want to tell you about the preparations we're doing towards the convention. Altogether, we're feeling that the engines are warming up. We're starting to be drawn forward. So first of all, thank you to the whole team in Petah Tikva that is feeding us, spoon-feeding us with all the materials in the lesson, preparing workshops, audio excerpts from the lessons. So mostly we're adhered to the materials and the workshops in the group. Certain cooperations are occurring between the gabais and shatzes of the two tens. It's spontaneous and it's increasing. We have a men meeting on Fridays. The Unity evening preparation and arrival will be very high with representatives of the Point of the Heart. We decided that every 10 will be responsible for one Sunday and will bring forth some content that will bring us some deficiency for the convention. We're following the registration and accompanying each and every friend so that if he has a problem, we will support him to be able to come to the convention. Of course, we discussed things in the group about the importance of taking a role in the convention, and we chose a role. The collaboration with the women is increasing. We're discovering a true deficiency for connection and a scrutiny of how we're supporting one another towards the convention. And we're going to hear some of what the women gave us their preparation. We'll be happy to say a few words about that. But please.
So, from our great women, they're also in a very strong preparation towards the Congress, and they always work on the prayer that we can really do the work, that they can do the work for the men, see if anyone needs help in preparation or registration. Those registered, they post a photo with a caption and to raise everyone's spirits, and also the women always cooperate also in terms of gabai and shatz like the men. So we have great gratitude to the women of Zichron. Without them, we cannot do this. Lastly, all of the Zichron group together with the point in the heart friends here, we have huge power here, and working towards this Congress together with all of you. L'chaim nebuch.
Toronto, תמשיכו בבקשה.
Continue, Toronto. Dear friends, we are 10, number 8 of the Moscow group, and we received the privilege to feel the love of the Creator. Therefore, we will invest all our efforts, all our yearning, so that we will be able to come to the convention. Our friend bought a ticket already. Dear friends, we learned for a long time, and now the World Convention is the place. It's the test. Our test for connection is the place where we create the common desire. I'm traveling to the convention to take my friends with me so that we will be able to work together in a whole intention.
Он сидит и ждет каждого из вас, потому что мы все нуждаемся в каждом из вас.
Friends, the Creator gave us everything. He's sitting and waiting for every one of you because we need each and every one of you. Let's do this together. Let's connect to a single desire, and thanks to the Creator, we will carry out the main commandment, and that is love thy friend as thyself. L'chaim.
Toronto, please.
Thank you, Zichron. Thank you, Moscow, for sharing your hearts with us. Very, very inspiring. And now we're gonna start our workshop. And the way it's gonna work is we're gonna read an excerpt. Then we're going to present a question, and then the World Kli will discuss the question. That we'll workshop this question. And afterwards, we're going to ask groups from around the world, Kli, to share their discussions, their inspirations from the discussions. And groups that want to share, please turn on your question marks. So we're going to start with our first workshop, and Stasik is going to do it. Stasik, take it away.
What a great morning of inspirations and truly greatness of the Creator felt. All around, friends, we're going to in the whole world right now. We're going to place ourselves in one big, huge round table, all of us. And we are all going to connect our hearts. We're going to close our minds and place ourselves with the heart of Rabash that is writing us in letter number 8. This is what he tells us. And once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and joy, together with them, and I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land of for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all this is happening there, and becomes ashamed, and I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. So friends, right now we want to take this huge connected table of our friends of the world, Kli, and we want to place this table right at the Congress in February of 2020 that we are about to start very soon, that's coming upon us. And from this depiction, we're going to feel really the Congress and to be inspired by that and imagine that the state that we are in. And what are we asking? So this is the question. Describe the experience that we are having and the state that we are experiencing right now. How the Creator feels in the 10? And how does your 10 speak with him now? I'll repeat the question. Describe the experience that we are having and the state that we are experiencing right now. How does the Creator feel in the 10? And how does your 10 speaks with him now?
This I
mostly feel us now as 110, which includes all the friends in Israel and in the world. I felt it as the friends guided and the friends from Zichron spoke, and they were all guided, directed to the talking about the convention, where we will all be as one man and one heart. There won't be tents there, certainly not like we're divided now. And this is also the direction that I feel like we need to go to, where we're all 110.
The common feeling between us is the Creator that is between us right now. And at the moment, it is a feeling that is filled with joy, filled with confidence from this kli that we were awarded to be in.
I can really feel it's like every friend is talking from my heart, and everything is very precise, and each truly is realizing his role, and the most important is that we're making it pleasant for him. In every sign, in every movement, we're making it pleasant for the Creator. We're bringing him contentment by this, and we're truly taking all the feelings of all the tables of the whole world kli that are here now, connecting it together and raising it together to one common deficiency. It really exists now.
Also, first of all, it gives a lot of inspiration to see the friends in Toronto, in Zichron, when these groups come together and you see all of them there. It's really inspiring. We heard in the lesson today, both in the live part and the recorded part, how Rav talks about the person being in contact with the Creator all day. And from wanting to be in contact with the Creator all day, he connects with the friends. And this way, he actually brings joy and pleasantness to the Creator. And so the Creator actually fulfills the ten, and through the ten a person connects to the Creator, and it all becomes one system. And it begins from always thinking about how can we make the create the right conditions for the Creator.
If I were to test that we got the advice that we should check our inclination towards love of friends, because that's where we can't cheat ourselves. And if I check myself how much more place I need to add in love of friends, then I see that there's a lot of room to add. And we need a lot of help and we need a lot of light to enter between us into the ten, so that we will really have the Creator there. There will be love and bestowal there. It leaves us a lot of room for prayer, for something to change in my heart, so that the necessity for love and bestowal between us will develop.
It's really a strong feeling that the friends are holding you, and that the importance of the goal, when you look at the world kli and see how many friends really want this Congress to become a gathering of all the hearts, so we are as one man and one heart. And you see the friends in Petach Tikva, Zichron, Toronto, preparing for us this kind of soup where everyone puts their sesame seed. Back to you, Toronto.
We're going back to you, Toronto.
We would really love to hear some impressions from the friends of the world kli. So if you have
an impression, a burning desire to speak, please raise your question mark. And Shidur, please have a look at the question marks.
It'll be easier here. Vilnius, please.
Yeah, I will try to sort of summarize what the 10 has said. The impression was that it wasn't really hard to answer, even though there were many thoughts during the lesson about what it means to bring contentment to the Creator, but when it happens practically through the relationship and the friend's investment, it begins to take shape, real shape. And thank you.
Holland?
We just want to share that we are very grateful and happy that we can, first that we are with you, and second, that we are able to work with whatever the Creator gives us, that he's with us. And what Rav said in the beginning of the lesson, that being able to receive from the Creator gives the biggest content above. And we realize that receiving from him means that we receive everything in gratefulness and happiness. And this is the state we're in. So thank you very much for this great workshop.
קבוצת פיטר, בבקשה. פיטר?
Thank you, Peter Group.
Friends, you can see to what extent the world Kli is strong, powerful, more than ever, how we concentrated all our forces in order to truly go to be completely tight with Rav, to help one another, to help him, and to do everything in order to prepare for our next step in the convention. And we would really like to thank for this lesson we had today, even though some of it was in recording. Truly, completely new scrutinies.
Все товарищи делают ежесекундные выяснения в том, как они отдают.
All the friends really.
The thing is that all the friends did this to make this effort of how they are giving themselves, how we are bestowing and giving ourselves to the Creator, and there's no doubt that the convention is going to be ours, and all our exertions will be accumulated to one big one. So it's a must to come to the convention, to integrate with the friends, to create the conditions for the whole world. Let's do it. And if anyone has some kind of difficulties, then let's turn to one another and make sure that at last it will happen.
We'll go back to Toronto.
Back to Toronto.
And my friend Clarence is going to take us there.
Thank you, friends. It's so good to be with you. Workshop question number 2. Excerpt, Bala Salam, your abut, which will guarantee number 28. Now, if you shall listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning making a covenant, what I'm telling you here, to be my segula from among all the peoples. This means that you'll be my segula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world. But the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you and us, and you are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing the task, I need a virtuous people. Question, how is the February Congress like being at the foot of Mount Sinai? Again, how is the February Congress like being at the foot of Mount Sinai.
נכוון לשם, להחזיק אחד את השני, ו...
We'll aim there, to hold each other, and to look for the results, the Creator, His bestowal and the connection between us, that's where our eyes should be looking, and with His help, we'll do it.
Invest all we can in the connection between us. Care for one another. And connect all the parts.
I think if we looked at ourselves a few years ago and, you know, we don't see how we're moving forward because we're inside the process, but I think there's something very special that we started talking the same things and going through the same low points and high points, and I think that the Mount Sinai is in the best possible point of integration we can do. I think everyone already filled their cup, their quota completely, and what we have left is just to communicate to each other the ups and downs, and at that point it will happen. And it's not just to connect. What is it that we need to connect? And as long as I can live for being there for the friends, then at that point we can really stand together.
There's something special in the convention that our prayer is answered there. We know that in order to be corrected, we need help from outside. We need light. We need the force to come and give us a little heart surgery and invert our intentions. And in the convention, because of the great desire of the friends who make efforts above reason, and because everyone's inclinations is towards connection, a very big deficiency is created in the convention, and great light that can make a difference and can truly be decisive. Rav once said that it's like 6 months or a year of study because of the great deficiency and effort that the friends do to connect, that there's a lot of light, and that's what we're asking all the time.
And also, in order to reach the foot of Mount Sinai, we have to cross the desert, and that's the time. With the friends, with all love covers all crimes, above the hatred, above anything that appears, we go there and we don't give up. We continue with all the friends, and this is the time. The time is to do the right scrutinies, to take the right gear with us, so to speak, to reach this state of Mount Sinai.
I think that the whole deficiency that's in the world for revelation and an adhesion to the Creator will be concentrated in this convention, both in quantity and quality. There will be friends there. There will be the women. There will be those of broader circles. And each of them did immense efforts and great preparation to come to the convention, and invested both from their time and money, both in quantity also. There will be thousands of people there. In short, it seems like this is truly going to feel like at the foot of Mount Sinai, where everything is concentrated towards that.
There is really something special towards this physical gathering, and still We're going back to you, Toronto.
Back to you.
Okay, friends in the world, Klee, if you could share your impressions, please. Just a couple of groups, if they could share your impressions, please, friends.
Kiev, bevakasha. Kiev, bevakasha.
Kiev, пожалуйста.
Lo shomim otchem, Kiev.
We can't hear you, Kiev.
Moskva, bevakasha.
А теперь слышно.
Moscow, please.
Но это действительно такой вопрос.
Yes, we hear you.
И почувствовали между собой, что это будет решать.
Truly a very serious question. We felt between us that this will be a truly decisive convention, a true turning point. And that we're not ready enough for this. And maybe we still somewhat think that it will happen on its own. And we want to feel even more importance from the world Kli, so that we will truly be ready for this state. As at the foot of Sinai.
Africa. Go ahead.
Yeah, we discussed here that the big Congress is the only place in the whole universe where we get a very huge dosage of the reforming light. So we must come as one man in with one heart, because this dosage of upper light that gets served at this Congress is for the benefit of the whole of humanity. And we discussed here that we need to come with the right intention and the right preparation. Like Rav said, everything depends on preparation, so that our actions over there will meet the intention that we've already prepared, and the dosage of light that we can get would be suitable to serve the rest of humanity. So we want to come as one man with one heart, and we need to prepare all the groups so that we come with the same intention as well. Thank you.
Toronto, bevakasha, hazrim elechem.
And friends, we are going to Ernest will take us there.
Shalom, Chaverim Yekarim. Once we reach the sensation of the feeling about the foot of Mount Sinai, let's see how we're going to realize it. Rav's words. The end of the act is already contained in the initial thought. We must now already see the final goal and the final state, verifying our every step by how much we are realizing that goal. Our entire path is the embodiment of the goal of creation, the final corrected state. And the question is, what should our actions be every day, and how do we prepare, starting today, to make sure that we reach that state? What can we do differently than before, so that at the end of the Congress, we will not need to ask, why didn't we ask? Once again, what should our actions be every day, and how do we prepare, starting today, to make sure that we reach that state? What can we do differently than before, so that at the end of the Congress, we will not need to ask why we didn't ask? Thank you.
תמו שחברים ככה הקריאו קטעים ודיברו, הרגשתי שלמה לא ביקשת בעצם, זה לא שאלה פרטית.
When the friends were talking, I really felt like it's not a personal thing, it's a point where
the request
comes from the effort of all of us together. Personal effort, we've done horizontally. What missing is to ask for the light, to see the greatness of all the efforts of the friends, the greatness to battle for it. And then we'll be able to come to that point where you have a prayer, automatic, natural, whole. And then you'll be able to say, why did you ask?
Rav said that if we do some preparation throughout the day for the lesson, and we try to see the Creator in every state, in our daily life as well, so in the lesson itself, we can come to a point where we feel the internality of the lesson. And the change needs to be an inner change, not towards just the Congress, but all the actions that we're doing throughout the day, the actions in the 10, in life, in family, work, everything. Everything needs to be connected to the Creator. And our whole work with the 10 is to increase the importance of connection with the Creator. And then in the lesson, we pray for the light to really bond us, connect us to this quality of bestowal. And then we'll reach a state where we are in a Congress, and we're also in a Congress when there's no Congress. We're always gathered and connected between us to the Creator.
We read today several times this excerpt of Rabash where it talks about preparation. Actually, all our work is all the time preparation. He calls it preparation in order to be meriting, entering the king's palace. We're preparing our hearts and the connection between us and all the conditions so that something from the qualities of the Creator will adhere to us. So we'll have like a few grams of intentions of bestowal, so that we'll have this inclination and deficiency for it, and it won't be against our nature. Because all our work throughout the day and the lesson until the convention and within it, to do this preparation towards the fact that the quality of the Creator will be clothed upon us.
Yeah, this is the preparation is I think the only thing we can do really, and through the tent to really work on the importance of shots and gabai, giving the importance to the Congress, and that connecting among the tens to create this sort of intention and desire to go towards being together, towards asking the Creator.
I think that actions towards the convention need to concentrate on the corporeal matters, register, contributes to help Chavir. I have a role in the convention to do all the preparations that are necessary. And beyond that, like Chaim said, focus on the now, the preparation for the lesson. There's a certain order of cascading. You're living from lesson to lesson, from day to day, until the convention comes. And during this time, we need to be focused accordingly. If we have a morning lesson, we need to do all the preparation towards it.
Yeah, what determines is the time of preparation and how we really prepare the kli, mostly. Toronto, please.
Chaver Bikarim, impressions, please, from a couple of groups. Thank you.
Moskva, bevakasha. Moskva.
Moscow, please.
Добрый день, доброе утро всем.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, everyone. Good day. We're filled with joy towards the convention that's coming, where the whole world is preparing for. The convention in which we will make another effort for connection. And I am I think, and I'm certain that we will manage to connect the friends that will come to the convention, the friends that will be in mirror conventions, and that wonderful feeling of connection will awaken, and between us, the Creator will be revealed, which we will try to bring contentment to. Thank you to you all for gathering, for listening, and before us are great matters. Thank you. Roma.
Hello, dear friends. Before all, we want to thank Toronto Group.
Hello, dear friends. First of all, we would like to also thank the Toronto Group for this great workshop.
Because we feel that the Congress,
we are preparing ourselves for the big Congress, since we feel that the Congress is already here, it already started. And we are trying to prepare with all our heart and soul. We want to think in a completely different way. We want to realize the Arvut, like the friends said here. And every day for us is a realization of the Arvut. And we want to come to the Congress already prepared to reveal the Creator. I'd like the friends to add.
Yes, really, this preparation to the Congress is experience incredible, where the light shines on the heart of each one of us, and here we feel really a safety and certainty that what we will achieve at the Congress will be something so much higher than everything that we can imagine, because I can feel that the preparation that we are doing is so well done. So on every angle, we are preparing every details on our heart, on what we have to correct on oneself, and how to build our voot. Like, everything is prepared, and what is awaiting us, I don't care, but just what I know is that it will be a huge gift for all the creators. L'chaim.
Chaim.
Toda. Tbilisi. Bevakasha, Tbilisi.
Thank you, Tbilisi. Go ahead. Thanks a lot to Toronto and the Rome group that gave such inspiration. They said everything we wanted to say. We would like to add that we all become as one. And we're going to come to the big Congress like this one great meal with the Creator, where we will bring contentment to him, to the friends. The Congress already started, and today's lesson is probably, you know, like the Congress that's happening every morning, every day. This is our preparation, and we'll come to the Congress with one man and one heart, one love. L'chaim, friends.
Thank you very much for participating in this workshop, for sharing your impressions. The sensation is that something was removed from us, something was released from us, and was filled, and each one of us filled this gap in each one of us. We intermingled, and this filling, this new filling, is some kind of a new thought. And just like the saying that the end of the act is already contained in the initial thought, and it seems like with this thought that we've created here today together, we already determined our future. We already determined our Congress, the ending result, which is now. And that's unity and bringing contentment to the Creator. Thank you, friends. L'chaim. L'chaim for your wonderful hearts.
עמית, אנחנו הולכים להודעות לסיום או קליפ? הודעות לסיום.
Are we going to announcements? Yes. Afternoon lesson, you're invited to watch today at 1 p.m. Israel time, live lesson with Rav Lightman on Ziyotva. Unit evening, connection to the source of life. On Sunday, 26th of January, that's this coming Sunday, a unity event for the Israeli groups in the center in Petah Tikva. It will be devoted to preparation to the World Kabbalah Convention. There will be good food, music, performance, and friends, and of course a lesson with Rav Lightman. Registration on Tzviya Tova or through the link that was sent by WhatsApp. The World Kabbalah Convention, connection to the source of life, to the root of life. You're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place from the 25th to the 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Please notice that early bird registration ends February 13th. Hurry up and register. For additional information, 1-700-509-209 or enter kab.co.il/convention. Let's watch a clip. Missing? Bnei Baruch taught me how to truly love. Bnei Baruch gave me a new life as a gift. Because what exists between us is the Creator. And He's here. In less than 30 days, it's happening. Connection to the root of life.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong теперь я точно знаю все мы соединены любой вопрос решаем если вместе будем мы Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. We surgimos a un deseo por la unión. Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la luz.